Our topic today is business survival in tough times. Being successful in business is always tough. However, when the economy slumps and stays down for a period of time, many business owners' thoughts turn from managing success to merely surviving. The successful owners then do more than just think about it, they act. Businesses that were founded in the early 1990s have cruised along for 10 years or so, riding the crest of an economic wave unlike any ever seen in America. Profit was common in the business community, but over the past 3 years, profitability has become much more difficult to accomplish. For example, in the year 2000, there were 40 mobile home manufacturing facilities operating in Georgia. 25 of those plants are now closed, and only 15 of the 40 continue to operate today. What made these 15 different? Why are they surviving? They couldn't change the economy, but they could and did address several internal issues to survive. It starts at the top. Employees look to the boss for leadership in difficult times. People read the papers, and they aren't dumb. They know that many businesses are struggling and some are closing down, and they want to know if theirs is next. These uncertainties affect them, and when your employees' minds are not on their jobs, it costs you money in terms of mistakes, accidents, and lack of productivity. Thus, the boss has to display energy and self-confidence, whether he or she actually feels it or not. Leading by positive example will help to reinvigorate your workforce. Meet with the employees and tell them what the company is doing to strengthen itself and ask for their input. Remember that they have a stake in this too. With quality leadership in place, the first step in righting a sinking business ship is to closely examine the expenses and reduce them whenever possible. A huge company-saving reduction is probably not going to be found. Expenses are usually reduced a dollar here and a dollar there. This seems like a lot of work for a little return, but it adds up. Every dollar of expense cut is a dollar of positive cash flow. New sales can help, but a new dollar of sales nets only 5 to 10% on the bottom line. The expense reduction is the key to survival. So, where do you look for these potential savings? Well, look everywhere. Personnel, pens, paper clips, price tags, and personal perks, nothing is exempt from examination. Cut the fat. Reduce expenses until the company is profitable again. The reductions may actually prove to be such that they can be carried over into more prosperous times, making the business even more successful in the long term. Look closely at your payroll. No one likes to let people go, but payroll is often the quickest, easiest place to find needed cash. As business increases, many times companies fatten their payrolls with more employees than they really need. These people are great to have around to make the operation easier, but if they are not adding anything to the bottom line, they are not affordable in a poor economic environment. If the situation gets bad enough, the company's debt structure is another area to examine for potential improvements in cash flow. Banks and vendors that are owed money tend to get nervous if they hear there's a potential problem with one of their companies. Be prepared to confidently outline how you intend to pull through these difficult times. Businesses do not borrow themselves out of debt, but adjustment to terms can sometimes help strengthen a firm's cash flow. Banks and vendors will often work with companies to a point. They don't want to have to write off what they're owed, and they don't want your business assets. Businesses can survive tough times. However, it is hard work. Typically, poor economies are testing grounds for owners, managers, and employees. Only the best companies survive. Look at all the details of your operation, make the tough decisions, be one of the best businesses, and be ready to prosper as the economy improves.